So, Krishna, the original personality of Godhead, saksat, not imagination. Here it is said, Sariva, Jiva Lokottara Maya, saksat.
Yes.
Samadha Purusha, saksat Ishvara. Saksat, direct, not indirect. just like we are meeting face to face. It is not that. And imagine face to face, saksha. Saw a crowd of coming eyes, our senses, with senses. Krishna cannot be seen with these material senses. Atasya Krishna Namadhi na bhave graham indriya. It is not possible to experience Krishna by all these material grand senses. It is not possible. We have to purify it. How is it purified? Sevan makhi hi jivado. I am purattama. When you engage yourself in the service of the Lord, Sevan Mukha, Krishna, you understand this much what the quality is. No educational qualification, no PhD degree, or to take birth in a very high family, or to become rich, nothing. Simply, a true feeling, desire. Krishna, so long I remain forgetting you. Now, somehow or other, I have come to the sense that you are everything. By hearing from my guru or this sir master or from the shastra, sadhu shastra, satsanga, sadhu shastra. Lavamatra sadhu sangi sarvasiddhiha. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, sadhu sanga sarvasastri kar. Lavamatra sadhu sangi sarvasiddhiha. It is required, sadhu sanga. Then, if we meet sadhu, by one or two words from him can convince you. About supremacy of the Supreme Lord. Otherwise, you take Vasakta-class, Bhavanam Janmanavan. Therefore, we have to make sadhu-sam. Tatanta-sangat mamabhita-sambhita bhavanti-rikvanna-rasayana-patha. Sadhu-sam is very essential. Satsanga. Otherwise, there is another verse in the Brahma Samhita where Vedesu Durlabham. You cannot understand Krishna by studying Vedas. Although Vedas means knowledge, and ultimate knowledge is to understand Krishna. So called Vedanti. We'll find so many Vedantis loitering on the street, but they do not understand Krishna. This is their quality. They will interpret Krishna means this, Kri means this, Ra means this, like. When Balabhacharya said to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that I have described Krishna's meaning. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately refused. But I do not know any meaning of Krishna. I know Krishna, Gopijana Vallabha, that's all. Gopijana Vallabha, what is the meaning of this? No interpretation. No imagination. Krishna, even now in Chandra Gopijana Vallabha, Girivara Dhar, that's all. So we have to understand by Sadhu Sangha, then we can see Sakshat Krishna. Krishna comes to convince us. There is no question of imagination. See me. Here I am. That is true. Why you are imagining? Krishna therefore comes. Here it is said, Tathayam cha avatarasti bhuva bhara jihirsaya. Avatara, does that mean a big beard or big hair? We do not like to see such ugly over. We kick on their face. This is not about. Avatara must be mentioned in the Shastra. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was talking with Sanatana Goswami, so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu described about avatar. So just to make a little joke, because they are personal devotees, so he knew that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the avatar. Still, he inquired from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu how we shall know one avatar. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, why? These are mentioned in the Shastra. So avatar should be understood from the Shastra, not by generality or magic. This is rested. As soon as one wants to establish his avatar seen by jugglery and magic, the kicking of hinges on the face, direct. Kicking. Let the avatar take steps. I don't mind. If his avatar, let him kill me, all right. But I shall kill him, kick him on his face. Not that, avatar. Yes, Pumu Bharo Jihirsaya. When an avatar comes to do some particular work, this is Lord Ramchandra to punish Rama. That is all. And there are many avatars. They are mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Matsya avatar, Kurma avatar, and Varaha avatar, Vamana avatar, Nijinda avatar, Parashurama avatar, Parama avatar, Buddha avatar. Buddha is our avatar. He is avadhita Buddha sarira, jaya jagadisa. We do not agree with Buddha pleasure. Kram Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Vedna manina buddha haila nasti. Buddha philosophy is atheism. There is no God, he says, there is no God. So that is atheism. And especially, there is no God, there is God. That is not the point. The point, his point was to stop the animalities. Sadaya Ridaya Dar Sita Pasu Khatam. Krishna became very, very sympathetic to the poor animals. In the name of Jagga, these rascals, rogues are killing so many animals. Therefore, he came as Buddha. Sadaya Ridaya Dar Sita Pasu Khatam. Kesava Dhita Buddha Sarira Jaya Jagadisa. The Vaishnava knows that here is Lord Buddha, he is Krishna's avatar. Although don't take his pleasure. Because Buddha refused to accept Vedic authority. Nindasi jagda vidhe rahaha suti jatam. Suti means Veda. Suti jatam, in the suti, in the Veda, there is mention of pasu, sacrifice, animal sacrifice, there is. So they began to argue with Lord Buddha that you are stopping Jagga Vidhi as carping animal killing in the Jabra. This is mentioned in the Vedas. But Lord Buddha knew this rascal simply talking of Vedas. He does not know what is Vedas. But what is the use of arguing? Therefore, he has to say, I don't care for your Vedas. Stop arguing. So, Nindasi Jagdabhidhi. Jagdabhidhi, he wanted to stop. Namal and went sacrifice in the Therefore, he is denying the authority of Vedas. Nindasi Jagdabhidhi. Raha Suti Jatam. We cannot violate which is mentioned in the, therefore you are taken. But he is a Buddha. It was needed at that time. As it is said here, then Bhumo Bharati Hitsaya. When these rascals and fools increase, it becomes a burden to the earth. Just like a practical example. A child or a man, you weigh him. When he is alive, you will find one weight, and when he is dead, you will find another weight. It is better. It will be heavier. Why heavier? Because there is no more spirit soul. So, the more people will be materialistic, the world will be broader. Therefore, there must be war, pestilence, famine, to clear these reference, clear. You'll find these things, in Europe, every 10 years, 20 years, there's a past war. It is a history. From the Greek history, Roman history, and 7 years old, 100 years old, war. There must be war. Because they're sinful. The same sinful. Killing enemies. Continuous. So there is war. Yes. So what is that war? To lessen the war. To lessen the war. It becomes very heavy. Unbearable by the earth. And to reduce the weight, there is natural. And when there is still more power required, then Krishna comes. Arrange for a war in the battlefield of Kurukshetra and bring all the rascals and finish in the 19 days. In the 19 days, 64 crores met God. This is very bad. Why? It is Krishna's arrangement. When Arjuna wanted to become non-violent, so he gave him instruction, because there is no question of non-violent. You are talking like an archer, uncivilized man. Putasthi kasmala medam, visame samaposa. He wants me to have a talking of non-violence, understand? There is no question of non-violence. You have to fight. So he was still arguing. Then he finally said, my dear Arjuna, you fight or don't fight. It doesn't matter. They are not going to return. They will finish here. That is my arrangement. He says, Nimitta Matra Bhavasabhasu. They are not going to return. It is Krishna's arrangement. He says, Jada-jada hi dharma sakrani bhavati bharat. Pradatmanam sijam. Abhutthanam adharmas. Pradatmanam sijam. When people become too much sinful, too much godless, the world becomes overworld. And there must be some machine to kill. Pratityamanani gunai karmani sarvata. Ahunkara, they are thinking independent. No independence. As soon as you become sinful, that is immediate. immediately. There will be war, pestilence, famine, flu, and so on. So, here he said, Tatha Aham Cha Avatara Se, Arjuna said, that you have descended. So, I left the burden of Bhuvo Bharat Chikitsaya. And there are many instances like that. When Prithu Maharaj was the king, there was no production, food production, because his father was a great sinful king. So on account of that, there was no production. And Prithu Maharaj wanted, he was a very good king, his incarnation also. He asked, why you are not producing? Because you are not producing. This is mentioned in the fourth canto. And Mother asked my dear king, why you are angry upon me? It is my duty. When the people become rakshasas, I restrict myself. Let them starve and die. I shall do that. This is my duty. Why you are angry? The more people will be godless, there will be starvation. No supply. You cannot make by machine, just like last time when I was in Europe. Everything is now dried in Europe. What scientific method you have done? Bring water. Now they are thinking in importing water. Is it possible to import water? That's not possible. So, this is the punishment. In the Kali Yuga, the more people will be godless, and this punishment will be there. No water. No food supply. And over and above that, government taxes. You'll be harassed. Three things will go on. That is mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Anarshi, Durbhikha, Paropirita. Paropirita, taxation. This is Shastra. 5,000 years ago, Sri Bhagavat was written, and he has given Vyasadeva has given the symptoms of Kali Yuga. One of the symptoms is this, and in the Kali Yuga, people will be so much embarrassed by three things. One thing, there will be no rain. It's the scarcity of rain. And naturally, there will be scarcity of durvikha. Durvikha means you will not be able to get anything by begging also. Vikha. Vikha means, if I have no subsistence, I have no means to eat, I go to your family. Even if I beg, I become a beggar. There is no supply. Especially these things will be no supply. Rice, wheat, sugars and other things that are mentioned. This is all particular mentioned. And we are experiencing. You are telling that rice is not available. Where is it? Poland. I've seen in Moscow, you cannot get any food, you cannot get any rice, you cannot get wheat, you can get only bread, meat, and meat is available, these things. So, now, already it has begun. And ultimately, as the Kali Yuga advances, and people become very much advanced in denying the existence of God, Nirakshar, these things will come. Wait for that punishment. Durvikha, anarushti, durvikha, karam. And as soon as there will be scarcity of food, the government man will take advantage of it. Now we have to supply food. And where is food? Now you give me money, we shall purchase from importers. The stress. One side I'm suffering, no food, another side, whatever money I got, it will take me by that system. Now see what is your position. The position will be, it will become mad. So much trouble. Atinna dharatrvina dachanti giritanatam. People will be so much harassed that voluntarily they will give up their family, home, and go to the forest of place. It is done. Don't think that Krishna consciousness is a joke, is a jugglery. It is the only remedy if you want to save yourself. Otherwise, you are doomed. Don't take it. I would say as a joke. It is a fact. So, best thing is that Karodosni Deiradam Asti Jeeku Mahan Guna. There is one very nice opportunity. What is that opportunity? Ki Kanadeva Krishna Sa Mukta Sangha Param Prajay. If you chant Hare Krishna mantra, Kirtanadev Krishna, you cannot say any other Shivasva, Kalish, no. Krishna. Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu. Not that any name, any fine musical name, no. Just like so many fools and that can say that you can chant any name. No. Shastra says, Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu. Kirtanadeva Krishna Sa. That is what. The Kirtanadeva Krishna Sa Mukta Sangha Parangmaje. If you take this practice of chanting Hare Krishna Mantra, then you will be free from all these disturbances. You will be free. It is not pride. But it is a fact. It's like in our Krishna consciousness mindset, we have got so much expenditure. In New York we are spending 12 lakhs of rupees alone per month. There we have got, this morning I was calculating, we have got 25 lakhs of rupees expenditure per month, all over the world. But we have no intent. That is practical. We have no intent. One man who has got to spend 25 rupees, he has got intent. But we have to spend 25 lakhs of rupees, but we have no intent. Because we have taken shelter of Krishna. Mahatuja, Krishna says. Sarudharman paritrasya mavetam saranam vaja. Amga mukhasya. Sarvu papim. Oh, Krishna will take care of me in such a way. Yes. But let me consider. Mahatuja. There is no consideration. You do it immediately. Masu. Why Masu? If you, Krishna is unable to feed you. He goes to Bhuram Vidadati Kaman, Nitya Nityanam, Chaitana Chaitananam. Why you talk of nonsense population? There is no question of population. But if you are sinful, if you are godless, then however, restrictive means you take, what is that? Sterilization, you have to stop. There is no question of diminishing the population. It is a question of to become Krishna conscious. Otherwise, everything will change. So, don't take it very lightly. Take it seriously. Take to Krishna consciousness. Krishna has come, avatara, and we will start transferring followers, and then we will have everything is there in Krishna's instruction for our benefit. But because we are rascals, mura, duskijana, naradhama, we have no knowledge, we refuse to accept. This is our problem. Namara duskijana, mura, prabhadante, naradhama. Maya, puritagyana, asuri, bhavamas. Because we have become rakshasas, asuras, we deny to surrender Krishna, to surrender to Krishna, and we must have participated. This is Krishna Dasa. Thank you.